now, obviously, Dante's playing mostly at the two for obvious reasons because we don't have Alec or Gordon, and Rodney's been banged up. So, you know, if you look at that from that standpoint, you know, our depth, you know, the good thing about our depth at the point guard is both Shelvin and George can play together. Shelvin and Dante can play together. Dante and George can play together. So some of that stuff's just going to depend on who we play. A team like Portland that plays McCollum, you know, like Dante and Shelvin probably are better matchups than having, you know, Joe Johnson or Joe Ingles chase McCollum around. So it's gonna vary game to game. You know, if we get bigger twos, maybe that's, you know, that impacts matchups too. And so we're gonna see where that goes and really see where. And the biggest thing for, I mean, we're, let's face it, you know, Alec and Gordon were two of our top five guys last year in the sim. They finished games, and we don't have either one of them right now. So all the enthusiasm, excitement, I don't mean to dampen it, but we're without, you know, three of our top players right now. So whatever I'm telling you about how we're going to play could be totally different 2 weeks from now. We really don't know.
Have you started to figure out kind of what combinations of guys?
No,
you like out on
for the same reason.
Well, okay.
Like, I mean, it's...
But you've got, like, Boris and Rudy, for example. Does that...
Sure, I mean, but I don't have faith. So how can I make a determination how much... It's a relative thing. Do I like Boris and Rudy? Yes. Do I like Fave and Boris better than Boris and Rudy? I have no idea. Do I like Rudy and Fave better than Boris and Rudy? I have no idea. Do I like Joe Johnson at the four? I have no idea. Because we don't have any wings. So, I mean, it's I'm not jumping on you.
Right.
I'm just like, I can only answer these questions with so much love, honesty.
Right.
And it's, you know, we can, it's not that we're not enthusiastic about the group we got. It doesn't diminish them, but, you know, we're playing with that. You know, our two most productive players. So whatever those combinations look like, I think the priority for us is being efficient offensively, which Boris and Rudy have been, and being consistent defensively. That's what we can control. When you're missing your two leading scorers, you're probably going to have a harder time scoring. You know, but hopefully, you know, although Fave makes us unique defensively, hopefully we can pick up, you know, some of that. So, I mean, if you took McCollum and Lillard off of Portland, you know, then ask them questions about their chemistry. Like, your team changes. You know, and that's not a great example because we're a different team and we have different types of balance. But go around the league and take the two top players off the team and then try to figure out who they are. I mean, obviously, nobody's going to be as good. But the biggest question that we're talking about is, what's your identity as a team?
Well, let me ask you that then. What is your
defense.
Identity?
Okay. It's the same. That's why we want to have a defensive identity, because hopefully that can be consistent. Hey, you may be more or less good, right?
Right.
But you can at least make a stand there, and guys can do that and probably don't have to do things that they haven't done. They just have to do the things they need to do better. You know, and that's where the defensive end comes in. As far as, like, you know, who's going to take up Gordon's scoring load, you know, that's not something you're going to, you know, obviously Joe Johnson's there, and that's something that we know he can do. But, you know, there's going to be no individual person. So the answer offensively, to me, is efficiency, which translates to balance and hopefully good shots and all those things, you know. We're not going to throw the ball to Fave on the post because we don't have Fave. You know, so some plays we don't run, and, you know, all those things are impacted.
How tough has that made it for you then, this preseason with all?
You know, I don't, you know, I'm not voicing this to kind of lament what we don't have. You know, like we've talked about, hopefully, you know, some of these things can make us a better team. But as far as answering a lot of questions about who we are, you know, it's difficult to do. And obviously, you know, when the Clippers don't play Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, they're not as good a team. You know, like, it's that simple. So, you know, Derek and Gordon are our versions of those two players. They're obviously different. Chris Paul, you know, is one of the, I think, whether he's the best or one of the best point guards in the league, but on our team, on a relative basis, that's who Gordon and Derek are. I mean, that's what they've done, right? So I don't, we're not trying to make excuses or feel sorry for ourselves, but in order to realistically, what we're trying to do is win. And what do you need to do to win? You certainly don't, you know, lament what you don't have. You try to be able to answer these guys' questions and figure that stuff out, and your question as well. And, You know, we don't know that really until we start playing, because even the preseason games we're playing, those combinations, we haven't played as much because I don't want to play Joe Johnson 35 minutes. You know, I don't want to play Boris Diaw 35 minutes. We're trying to manage guys, so we haven't played a lot of our guys in the second half.
So then even with 6 games, is the preseason too long? I mean,
I mean, we're on, I don't know what the average is. I think most teams are playing more than 6, right? So, I mean, for us, maybe it's a blessing. Because some of those games, I mean, I don't, you know, is it good for us to continue to play, you know, some of the guys? I mean, 2 of our starters right now are 35. You know, so our average age has gone up. And, you know, I wonder, last year, you know, Boris averaged about 18 minutes a game. So you think in preseason you usually play a guy less than they would in the regular season. I mean, we've probably played him more. And I think he's fine with that. But I certainly don't want to play him more than we're playing now. So in a sense, less games isn't bad, because we can manage it some in practice. But I have liked the opportunity. You know, when you guys are asking me about combinations, we are finding out about those combinations. You know, the ones that we have. You know, we just don't know exactly how they all fit together when we get an 8-9-man rotation, you know, over the course of a game.
Are you approaching tonight's preseason game any differently as far as, like, play time for certain players or anything?
You know, it's kind of the same thing. I don't feel comfortable, like, you know, we're not going to play the game, you know, in its entirety the way you would play a regular season game, for a lot of reasons. That doesn't mean you don't play the game to win and you don't play the game the right way in preparation. It just means you have different – it just comes down to minutes. You know, how much do you want to play a Rudy Gobert? You know, if the regular season is going on, you're not thinking, well, you know, I'd like to limit him to 28 minutes. You know, you're thinking, let's win the game, and, you know, hopefully that number is probably more than that. You know, you probably don't want to play him 40 minutes either.